On is very heavily traveled all day. This was taken at about 5 o'clock in the morning, so there's no one there. But it's still under construction. You can see all the cinder blocks and signs, but it's all glass buildings.
Rented or purchased?
That's still being worked out. I think Andres is purchasing.
The bad building? That we defend?
No, yeah, it was. This was condominiums, houses for people living above.
Oh.
So the restaurant is just that one floor. That's what we would be purchasing, not the whole building.
Kitchen is inside the big building.
But it's very choice space. It's just two blocks from what's called the Ritz Hotel, which is the most famous hotel in the country, in every large city. So these pictures of glass in there, that would all be just the serving area. Then the kitchen is behind the wall. It would be a large kitchen facility. All the devotees would be cooking.
Within the building?
Yes.
So one-story building also in
Korea?
Yes. Yes.
There's a kitchen and dishwashing room and office.
Storage space, office.
Storage.
All inside.
That's...
Saying that it was being good for someone who was trying to start a restaurant, but they didn't...
Yeah, they ran out of money, these people.
Yeah.
And there are so many restrictions at this location because of these buildings here. People live there. And they didn't want anyone in there who was going to cook meat. And they didn't want anyone who was going to serve intoxication. So practically, there are many people that don't serve meat and intoxication. So it's actually, they're very glad.
The man who owns it said he gets 50 phone calls every day of people who want that space. It's such a good space. 50 people a day.
Well, people are very interested. The location is excellent.
It's very good, yes.
It's one of the most important streets in all of Boston.
Once we get open, we'll be able to serve 1,000 people a day.
And what are you charging?
We're charging anywhere between $3 and $8. $8 is a very dear money because there's many preparations and different vectors and very sumptuous feast for $8. And then if you just want a sandwich or something a little smaller, you can make it for $3. We think we'll be making about $500,000 a year. So we should all go to eat on that. So we couldn't call the restaurant, the Christian restaurant, because there were some restrictions in the block. So we would call it San Kirtan. That's okay?
Sorry. They're Hare Krishna phobia.
Yes.
You have said it to some pizza?
Yes. They think that's nice. They do not know what that means.
That's right. Or Haridas. You know Haridas? Bombay?
Yes, uh-huh.
In Moscow, you are chanting Hare Krishna on the street.
Uh-huh.
And when people ask, what is it? Is it cinema song?
Sometimes as devotees we have to be a little bit crooked.
What is that? Come on. We shall do everything as a material person does, karmi does, do. But we have to do everything for this. Not
our best hours, some of the best business in the restaurant would be very late at night, like between 9 to 11 o'clock at night. Is that all right? As long as we can arrange that.
Awesome.
People are up till midnight.
Still there, but then it comes to the
midnight. There is a big setup. Based on the map.
Yes.
She have a nice altar.
Small.
Not to touch.
The temple is only one block away. We were wondering, should we offer the food in to the deities in the temple, or should we offer it in the restaurant?
Better in the restaurant.
Better in the restaurant. Yeah, that is a little easier also.
They must know that they're eating prasadam.
Yes, yes. There was one other thing, monastery, even outside of New York. I don't know very much what his position is. I talked with him once. He wanted to see you in New York. I don't know if you know that, because he says that all these things are not true. No.
Yes, take them about $25,000. See, from the very beginning. What is his name, huh?
He's working two jobs. They won't allow him in the temple. He sent one letters.
No. He's just on the end.
Also in Boston, there's a lady who may be donating a $1 million farm to the Boston Temple. It's just a project that's a little bit, it's just started, and she wants to donate the farm. So that is also going on. And also, the temple is purchasing the building next door. I gave them some money for a down payment so they can buy the building next door to use it to house people that are living in the restaurant, and also for the Bhakti Vedanta Institute. I think the Bhakti Vedanta Institute is going to be in Boston. Madhava is here.
Yes.
And
Boston is a nice place for
it. It is the Academic Center of the United States. Of the United States. And so now we're fixing up the temple very nicely. We spent about $50,000 putting an all new tile floor and a beautiful new onyx altar. Very, very gorgeous.
Okay, it is framework or solid building?
The building?
Yep.
It's stone, brown stone.
Oh, that is nice.
Very sound.
This is a very nice area.
Yes,
it was. Commonwealth Avenue was the most aristocratic street in Boston. The temple is right there, just one block from downtown.
Yes, I want to that.
Near Boston Commons.
Yeah.
Boston Commons.
Park. The park. That park is very good. Fire, park.
Oh, here, oh, yes. Near there, Bob. That's where you landed.
Yes.
Yes, not far. We're having Rock Doctor in Boston for the first time this year. We're going to take the rock cart down to Commonwealth Pier.
Yeah.
For your arrival.
There is one AP store.
AP?
AP store.
Market?
Yes.
Yes, uh-huh. It's still there.
Yes. That I saw first. I remember.
So there are many nice projects going on in Boston. We're hoping that maybe sometime you can come.
Oh, yes.
That'd be very nice.
From New York, it is not.
No, I'm very close to New York. Half hour airplane ride.
So, this is ready?
Exclusively Hare Krishna movement. We thought St. Kirtan, no other movement. We're the St. Kirtan movement. So we thought that name would show that it was exclusively Hare Krishna. whereas many other Indians, they think it's still a lot of story, you know, and stuff like this.
Something perhaps more exciting as an
instrument. Yeah. We wanted something that was exclusively...
They have started Govindas.
Yes. That is in Hawaii, yes.
Govindas 99.
Yes.
I always like. Now we're going to be here also calling it Govindas.
Yeah. So I will continue with Govindas.
Yeah, okay.
It's very good publicity. Yeah. Many are started, they're all Govindas.
Okay.
And everyone will recognize them.
Govinda Adikirtan. So that's how it, Govindas.
Okay.
Sorry, looks like he can give a very good massage.
Hmm?
Looks like he can give a very good massage.
Hmm. But he saw this one detective, he cannot prove. Otherwise, he is duplicate. Except cooking. He does very good cooking.
So I can travel on
your... Yeah, I'm not much to hit the driving class with you guys. Please.
The very best.
Yes.
I'm very, very pleased. I truly was blessed by your statement in the assessment of our lives.
Just to act well, but it should probably the benefit of human suicide. Yes, that's disgusting about so many things. You can explain. Okay, that's that.
Present civilization is right here and destroyed. Producing so many cars.
I can think of a person who said, most girls have children.
So how long can this civilization go on simply producing automobiles like this? So the situation is that people are always in a state of poverty, just like black people here in Detroit. Even they're making sufficient money, still they're always in a state of poverty. But they don't know how to live. Prabhupada related one story that the capitalist and the worker, both of them, they went to the goddess of fortune, appealing for a benediction. So the capitalist asked, give me such money that I will be able to work one day and it will last me for 6 months. And then the worker, he went and he said, give me $1,000 I have every day to spend.
No. He said, so give me the same money as you can tell to spend in 6 months.
He did spend every day.
I said, spend every day. I said, give that money every day and he said, spend it. So, this bottom class, there is no culture. You may pay them any amount of money, but they will spend it and remain it. That is the culture. See, this black man, they earn sufficient money, but see their home. In America, they are giving them equal rights. They are getting money. But in no culture, Therefore, material, as much as you like, but in Africa also I have seen that they have got their own kingdom, independence. But if we go to the African land, their power is better. But this civilization will not endure. It is a culture. Simply by money, you cannot maintain the standards. Now, the American leaders are thinking, they better have money. They better afford. By money, you are drawing on the defects of the social culture. But this is not India. They will come and everything will be explored. Therefore, culture is money.
Prabhupada was explaining how in India, even the poorest people, they live husband, wife, family, like this very
quarter. Happy is the thing. As soon as there is no pause between the husband and wife, the home will live. And as soon as there is misunderstanding between husband and wife, they can live. So the principle is the husband honestly tries to have livelihood, and at home the wife should be so intelligent that whatever money the husband has earned, she will manage. She will not demand big money, big money, big money, otherwise then the home will be better. So why is that said?
What is that training? Well, there is no training there. There is no culture there, as you point
out. No, I don't say culture,
training. As a matter of fact, even among the educated classes in the United States, there is no culture. There are no cultural roots.
There is no standard for culture. Simply unfortunate. This is the concept of man is the only hope to bring everything in proper order. Everything is expressed in the Bhagavad Gita. So, America is the leading nation of the world. If you walk on the principle of Bhagavad Gita and train up your faith, it will be ideal state and example for the whole world. At least a certain section of the American population should be ideal. That is also good. Not that we cannot expect 10% to take this, that is not needed. But if there is one section of the people, ideas, that is important. But we want to create that section of the structures.
May I pose a question, please? It's less than 2 weeks that I'm asking you for the second time to instruct me. You gave me very general instructions my last audience, and I'm very grateful. Many things have transpired since then. I'm now here in Detroit, so we'll be going on to Toronto very shortly. From Toronto to Chicago, and then I'm not sure what this is. Well, I'm tremendously pleased because it's given me an opportunity to learn in the area that you said I should be working. In addition to which, I have ample time to study.
Yes.
And I have the assistance of my studies. But I have a question. I would like you very much to keep a log. I would like to keep a log of my daily activities and start preparing an outline of a book. Now, the book, very basically, I won't be starting on the book for at least a year, but I would like to start keeping the log. Now,
they kind of keep their log.
Yes. Now, the reason I'd like to prepare keep a log and prepare an outline and start a work, set of books a year from now, it would show a transition from Roman priesthood to Hare Krishna devotee. I think this will open up the door to all of the colleges and universities across the country.
Very good. Yeah. Param Dishkani Vartate. The nature is it will be better than the other. We give up inferior. Param Dishkani Vartate. This is an example. You are a Roman priest, and you are educated, learned scholar also. So when you come to this moment, you do not come here by sentiment or by wings. You consider, then you have come.
This is what I wanted to say.
Yes.
I'm not here because of sentiments. I'm here for very, very strong reasons, and I want to explain
this. Therefore, we are presenting these books, that we are not a so-called sect of musical faith. It is based on science and authorities. Recently, we have got report that our books have been taken in Hamburg University. You know Hamburg University?
Yes.
As a,
yes,
a textbook for Sanskrit class. They found it so wonderful. Because for Sanskrit scholar, it is a good opportunity to learn Sanskrit. Because each word we have given in English and German synonyms.
I want very much to learn basic Sanskrit, I have so much to learn.
No, it is not necessary, but those who are interested in studying Sanskrit literature, for them it is very good help. And at the same time, they get sublime knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
Study Sanskrit and get nothing. So you have finally come to join us. You study your philosophy very minutely and then try to do something for the supporting humanity. Nana sattva vichara nenka nipuno sattdharma samaskapa go. Yoganan hitakari dao tivane mando sarandhyakar Radha Krishna Vajanaanam Lena Matkari ko Bande Rupa Sanatana Sri Jiva Gopa. He is at the person at least in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's home. They are not meant for idle life. They are all busy for the welfare of the whole human society. This is the sign of saintly people. They are misguided and they are suffering, and it is the duty of the saintly person to give them instruction, education, how they can become really happy and make their life successful. This is saintly person. A saintly person doesn't mean to live as others' expenditure and do our nonsense. It is not that. He is not our own. But
I wanted to know whether it would be all right for me to keep the log and to write a work up the outline for the books. You told me to go ahead.
Yeah.
And I will do that. Basically, this is what I wanted to do. I would like to continue with the group. I would like to travel with the group and keep an accurate log and start an outline. And so, possibly within a year's time, I will have sufficient material to start the book.
That's nice. Thank you. I like this idea.
Yes.
English of Paris. English. This voice for what? For this moment.
How do you like our men, the devotees? Oh, I'm very, very impressed. This impressed me to begin with. Their enthusiasm, their joy, and their complete surrender.
That is the secret of success. If one has unflinching faith in the spiritual master and Krishna, then he says two things. Guru Krishna Kripa Pai Bhakti Vara. So if the Guru is false, then how he can keep their faith? That is broken. Our process is very simple. There is nothing there. You have seen our last hand in this temple.
Yes.
When we purchased, it was a charge. Perhaps you know. Nobody was coming. So that they were obliged to say. They started this Sunday class, reading so many things. In Melbourne also, we had a big. What was that?
It used to be a Christian Brothers School.
Brothers, that we wanted to purchase.
Oh, that's nunnery.
So they wanted to maintain themselves by becoming whatever. They say they could not maintain. They eventually became whatever. To mention, he was telling me. So I wanted negotiation of that. And they persisted that the church should not be broken. No? They would be broken.
Yeah. There were different sections. They had a school there. And
so we thought that we can use it as temple. That it is exist. No, you cannot keep it. You have to break it. Then we can sell it. I said, break it. So pay for it and break it up. Then the negotiation failed. But a huge land and we are prepared to purchase. In England, in London, I was one, two judges. I was negotiating. And one judge, that man, he said, I was born into ashes, I not sell it to work together. Recently, we wanted to purchase a St. James Park, a nice house. So they did not give us. Then we offered better price, we still did.
In grace, the thing that impressed me the very most at the temple in Los Angeles. Now, you just bear in mind that I very, very steeped in Catholicism. Very steeped in the New Testament. So when I observed what was happening in Los Angeles, at the Temple in Los Angeles, I was seeing the Book of Acts coming to life. Something that died 300 years ago in the church. In 300 AD it died. And since then, there's been no such example. I was just amazed when I saw the example of the Book of Acts.
That's all right.